Hey, what's up? And welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe, where we are going to be talking about the news that you heard dominating the headlines last week in the social media world, which is Facebook changing its company name to Metaverse. I think it's the second biggest name change involving the name Meta of all time. The biggest, of course, being when Ron Artest, the NBA player, changed his name to Meta World Peace. I don't know, maybe that was too obscure of a reference for this audience, but I digress. Let's get into the metaverse. What is it? What does it mean? What does it mean for you and me? Is this a totally new dystopian future that we are heading towards? What does this mean? First of all, there is a distinction between the metaverse and Meta. Meta is the name that Facebook has changed its company name to. So they're no longer Facebook the company, they're now going to be Meta the company. The Facebook app and platform is still, as of now, going to be known as Facebook, and Instagram is still going to be known as Instagram. WhatsApp and Messenger are still going to be known as WhatsApp and Messenger. Really, what this name change boils down to is a public declaration of what Facebook, now Meta, thinks the future of social media is going to look like. Some people have speculated that this name change came on the heels of some bad publicity that they got the week prior, and I just really don't think that's the case. I don't think one of the biggest companies in the world, being Facebook, would change their names or even be able to change their names in a one-week process. According to Instagram CEO and a few other Instagram and Facebook staff members, this is something that they've been working on for months, and if you have been following the interwebs of social media news, this is something that has been talked about and rumored for months. So this wasn't something that just suddenly came about. It's possible they rushed it. It's possible that they wanted to get this out the door faster to kind of swing the news back in a positive direction and get the eyeballs off of the recent Facebook data leak. But I don't think this was done simply as a way to change the name of Facebook and turn away from this negative light. But the name Meta, like I said, is a declaration for what Facebook thinks the future of social media and really the future of the internet is going to look like. They believe that in the future, the internet will be more of an immersive experience. In a video posted to his Instagram, Adam Mosseri, the CEO of Instagram, said that right now, basically, when we consume the internet or when we use social media, we're looking at a two-dimensional flat screen. You know, we're looking at our phone, our laptop, our TV. It's just a flat, two-dimensional, glowing rectangle, as he said. But what they believe we are heading towards is a more immersive experience. So a good way to think about this is we're not going to be on the internet, we're going to be in the internet. A world where you can really be immersed into the social media sphere or the internet as a whole, and you can feel more like you're a part of events rather than just watching them on your phone. This might conjure up some sci-fi movie ideas. Maybe you're thinking of Ready Player One or Blade Runner or some similar movies and books that have been written about a possible future that might look like this. And honestly, there are a lot of similarities to what Facebook and now Meta thinks the future of the internet is going to look like. One of the examples that Adam Mosseri gave in this video that he shared was, if someone goes live on Instagram while they're at a concert, currently you're watching their live and you're not really feeling like you're there. You're able to watch the concert and you might kind of feel like you're there, but you don't really feel like you're at the concert. You don't feel like you're standing there in the crowd. You can't look around. You can't feel the sweaty person next to you bumping into you. You don't really feel like you're there. You feel like you're in your living room watching someone who is there, which sure is a huge leap forward from where we were even just 10 years ago, but it's still not truly feeling like you're there. And so what they envision is that in the future, the internet is going to be a very, very immersive place, kind of like an entire digital world. Hence the verse in metaverse. It's going to be a universe, really, where you can be plugged in. You can have avatars, maybe. There's going to be different rooms that creators can make, different worlds. There's so much that is yet to be seen, so many rumors and so many ideas. But basically, what I want to tell you is that I think this is where we're headed to. And if the biggest social media and internet companies in the world think this is where we're headed, and this is what they're building, well then, either you have two options. You can resist this change, or you can embrace this change. And before we go any further, I want to make it totally clear that I think there are some major problems presented by the metaverse or the idea of it. I think that being addicted to our phones and to social media and to technology is a serious problem. I think that mental health needs to be addressed. I think that being disconnected from the real world is a serious problem. I recognize all of that, but I also recognize that I'm not in control of the change. I am not Mark Zuckerberg. I am not Adam Mosseri. I am not a major Fortune 500 CEO who can significantly impact the future of what the internet is going to look like. This change at this point is imminent. It's not even something that we're trending towards or heading towards. This is something that has been announced. The metaverse is here now. This is the future of social media, the future of the internet. And so I think that we need to embrace this change. And I think there are ways we can embrace it while protecting our boundaries, protecting our mental health. There are ways that we can move forward with what the future of the internet is going to look like while still staying plugged in, pun intended, to the real world around us. And I think that there's also a lot of upside to this future metaverse. I mean, right now I can FaceTime my grandparents in Michigan and sure, I can look at them on this glowing rectangle, but it doesn't feel like I'm in the same room as them. If I was to put on, you know, for example, a virtual reality headset, and so were they, maybe it could feel like we were sitting across the table from each other, having dinner. And sure, that might take me away from having dinner where I currently am, but you can also look at it as, hey, I'm now able to basically have dinner with someone across the country or across the world who I maybe haven't seen in a really long time. And I think that's a really, really cool thing. So ultimately, yes, there will be challenges. There will be really, really crappy parts of the metaverse. There will be things, features that they test out, that they roll out, and that everyone hates, and it gets major pushback, and it gets canceled and scrapped. There are things that right now we think for sure are going to be a major part of the metaverse, and they end up not being a part of it at all. And there are things that no one has thought of yet that will end up being a dominant contributing factor to the future of the internet and social media. There are major drawbacks and scary things about the future of social media and technology, and there are also really cool, exciting, beautiful things in the future. Ultimately, you can resist the change or you can embrace it. And I think that the best way to go about it, the best way to protect yourself, the best way to be ready is to embrace it. And what does embracing it look like right now? I think it's just staying in the know. Right now, Instagram looks pretty much the same that it did a week ago. Facebook looks pretty much the same that it did before they announced the metaverse. Not that many major changes have happened. These major changes are most likely going to take place over a 5, 10, 15-year period. Of course, my bet is by the year 2030, we're going to be looking at a totally different internet and social media experience than we are now. But if you look back at the year 2010, like 10 years ago, we are looking at a very different social media and internet experience than even back then. And compare that to the year 2000 and 1990. That's just how technology works. That's how social media and the internet progresses. So I recommend that you continue to stay plugged in and subscribe to podcasts like this one, that you are a part of memberships like the Insta Club Hub, where we can update you on the latest trends and news and new features on Instagram. That you keep a close eye on the Marketing Impact Academy, where we're constantly updating our students with new lessons and materials and workshops and workbooks on how to stay on top of all of these new changes to the world of business on social media. Of course, if you have the time and resources, you can also subscribe to a bunch of other podcasts, subscribe to newsletters, keep an eye on Instagram's blog and Facebook's blog and their news updates that they put out on Twitter. There's a lot to keep track of. And so if you have the time and resources and ability to keep track of it yourself, more power to you, stay on top of it, or you can continue to subscribe to and follow the experts who are going to keep you in the know. And my mom and I want to make that promise to you that here at Build Your Tribe, we're going to do our very best to keep you in the know, to break down these new changes and trends in as simple of a way as possible so that you can make better, faster, and more educated decisions for your business on social media. Change is coming. Serious change is coming to the future of the internet and social media. But we've known this. The only constant is change. The only difference is that now we have a name for this change, the metaverse. As always, thanks for listening and happy networking.
Don't forget to check out InstaClubHub.com. Brock and I are helping people crush it on Instagram, and we have so much fun doing it. why not build your business with us by growing your audience on Instagram? We'll make it fun. We'll get the job done. We make it easy, simple, and seamless. So check out instaclubhub.com.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.